Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yevamos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Daled and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah Hey is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeich Rafayin, Ruziv Gagon, Bekarav Mamesh. Mishnah Daled says, Amar B'shir B'shua tells us, Shemati Shesris Chalitz V'chotzen L'Ishtoi, V'asris Loi Chalitz V'loi Chalitzen L'Ishtoi. I heard that a Sris, which is a man who cannot have children, does Chalitza and will do Chalitza to his wife if he dies without children, and also that a Sris does not do Chalitza and we will not do Chalitza to his wife. V'ainly L'Farish, and I don't have a way to explain this. These are two contradictory statements. I'm not so sure how to explain them. So Amar B'kivir Kiva says, Ani Afarish, I'm going to explain it. Sris Adam, Chayletz V'chotzel Ishtai. A Sris Adam, which is a person who became a Sris by a man, and that's another way of saying that he was born able to have children, and afterwards something happened to him that he's not able to have children, so he'll do Chalitza to his brother's wife, and will do Chalitza to his wife if he dies without children, because he had a time that he was okay. He had a time that he was able to have children. So he's in the Parsha of Chalitza and Yibum. Where Sris Chama, a Sris who was born like this from his mother, unable to have children, Loi Chalitz, Loi Chalitz L'Ishtai. He can't do Chalitza, and we're not going to do Chalitza to his wife. That's because he never had a time that he was okay. He was never able to have children, so he's not in the parsha of Yibum or Chalitza. However, Rabbi Ezra says, Loiki, that's not so. It's the other way around. El Sris Chama, Chalitz V'Chalitz L'Ishtai. A Sris Chama, one who's born as a Sris, he'll do Chalitza, and we can do Chalitza to his wife, Mipnei Sheyesh Lo Refuah. That's because there is a way to heal him. Evidently, doctors were able to heal only somebody who's a Sris Chama. However, Sris Adam, Loi Chalitz Loi Chalitz L'Ishtai, a Sris Adam does not do Chalitza, and we will not do Chalitza to his wife, Mipnei Shein L'Refuah. That's because there's no way to heal him. However, Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir ben Begusas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir gave Eidos on this fellow named ben Begusas, Shehayah B'Yerushalayim, this guy was in Yerushalayim, Sris Adam, he was a Sris Adam, V'Yivmu Ez Eshtai, and they did Yibum to his wife, and it's L'Kaim Div Rabbi Kiva, upholding the words of Rabbi Kiva. Moving on to Mishnah, he continued to talk about this. Asris loychalitz v'loy miyabim v'chein islandis loychalitz v'loy miyabemes. Asris, and we know from the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Kiva, this referring to a Sris Chama, he was born as a Sris. He cannot do chalitza or yibum, and an islandis as well, a woman who can't have a kid. This is the female version of a Sris. She will not do chalitza, and she can't have yibum either. That's again because neither of them are in the parsha of yibum or chalitza. Now let's say this does happen. So the Mishnah tells us, Asris shechalitz leivimtai, if a Sris did chalitza to his yibama, loy psala, he doesn't pass her to kuhuna. She's not considered a chalitza because his chalitza is not valid at all. And Ba'ala, if he's bail her, Psala, he does pass her to kuhuna. Mebeneshi be'ilas nos. That's because it's a be'ilas nos. Since his bia wasn't allowed to happen, this is just considered znos, and she's considered a zayna now, who's asher to kain. And the same thing by an islandess. V'chein islandess shechaltu la'achin. And we have an islandess that the brothers did chalitza to. Lepsalua, they didn't pass her to kuhuna, because she's not considered like she received chalitza. However, Ba'alua, if they were bail her, Psalua, they did pass her. Mebeneshi be'ilas nos, because this bia is nos, and Mimela, that makes her asher to a kain. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.